As digital becomes more crucial within organisations, the number of stakeholders grow and the importance of buy-in increases. How then do you get all these stakeholders moving in the same direction? I think perhaps it's a sign of my age, but I look back on the early days of the web with fondness. In those days, the majority of people within an organisation with whom I worked didn't understand or care about the web. That made my job so much easier because I could just do as I saw fit and nobody ever questioned me. Now I feel like everyone has an opinion. This isn't surprising really because digital has become so crucial to the success of most organisations. When there is so much at risk, the level of scrutiny goes through the roof. Unfortunately, this can lead to slow decision making in a medium where speed is of the essence. How then do you get people on board and maintain the momentum so crucial to the success of the web? Based on my experience of working with highly complex organisations full of stakeholders and internal politics, I would suggest there are three keys to getting buy-in. These are consultation. People want to know that they've been heard and that you've thought about their particular issues and the challenges they perceive in the digital strategy. Second one is openness. Stakeholders want to know what's going on with the project and to be kept informed about decisions being made. And the final one is understanding. There is a need to educate stakeholders about digital best practice and why certain decisions are made. If stakeholders know all the facts, understand the process and feel consulted, they're generally willing to support your decisions. However, as soon as they feel in the dark, they have this desire to want to control the situation. Ultimately, it comes down to trust. If you can show stakeholders that you are in control of the process and the right decisions are being made, they will trust you to get on with the job. How then can you demonstrate this? How do you practically build trust? Well, in my role as a digital strategist, whatever the hell that is, I've used and been involved in various different ways of engaging with stakeholders in an attempt to educate and consult with them. Here are some of the most successful. Number one, stakeholder interviews. These one-to-one interviews are a great way of making stakeholders feel consulted while also educating them about the challenges of the web. This is something I've written about before in depth. Number two, surveys. Although surveys are good for canvassing feedback from a large number of stakeholders, they don't really help to educate or create a strong sense of consultation. However, they can be useful if you're taking a design by community approach. Number three, internal conferences. Why not run your own mini conference with external and internal speakers? This is a great way of building awareness for your web project while also being transparent in your approach and educating stakeholders. In fact, I've just returned from a conference like this at the University of Glasgow and it was a phenomenal success. Number four, workshops. Interactive workshops that actually get stakeholders making decisions about wireframing, design and other aspects of the site are a great way to improve collaboration and educate your clients. I run these sessions all the time and they're always a huge hit. Presentations is another. Another thing that I do is give presentations to external stakeholders. These presentations are aimed to inform them about the project and also about best practice. For example, I give a presentation on everything from writing for the web to best practice in mobile. I've also encouraged some web teams to openly blog the process of creating a newsletter. This raises the profile of the project within the organisation, but also creates a more open consultative process that helps to educate stakeholders. Finally, as with blogging, a regular newsletter is a great way of keeping stakeholders informed while also educating them about best practice and your decision-making process. As you can see, there's no shortage of ways to include stakeholders in the process of evolving your website. However, there is one key component that I've not mentioned. It has to be a sincere consultation. Too many website managers go through the process because they feel they have to. They don't really feel stakeholders have anything to add to the process or that there is a real need to keep them informed. Not only is this entirely wrong, but they're also smart people, these stakeholders, and they will know that you're just going through the motions. As I said at the beginning of this post, the web has become business crucial and it affects all parts of the organisation. As a result, we do need feedback from all of these stakeholders. Sure, you won't act on all their comments, but that doesn't mean you don't need to be aware of them. Always remember, stakeholders have a valuable role to play in the process and shouldn't be ignored.